From NBC News World Headquarters in New York, this is NBC Nightly News. Reporting tonight, Lester Holt.
Good evening. Snow, ice, freezing rain.
Lester Holt there. He has been in the anchor chair at the NBC Nightly News since word came last week that the chief anchor, Brian Williams, is starting a six-month suspension without pay after, as we know, admitting that he misled viewers about the dangers he faced reporting on the war in Iraq.
Ratings for the broadcast slipped last week as news of Williams' suspension spread, but NBC still held the number one spot among all network nightly news broadcasts for the week. David Folkenflik, NPR's media correspondent, is here from New York with more on how NBC News is doing since the Williams fallout. Hi there, David.
Hey, guys.
So first of all, let's just start out with the man whose voice we heard, Lester Holt, temporary replacement for Brian Williams. He's very well known at NBC. He was Williams' regular fill-in host before, and he also hosts Dateline NBC. So I guess, David, is there a chance that Lester Holt's going to be the permanent replacement for Brian Williams?
I think there's a great deal of possibility that he's the next face of the NBC Nightly News permanently. He's seen as a no-drama figure, a solid, dependable journalist, filled in a number of roles, been on the Today Show on weekends and in other roles at the NBC Nightly newscast on weekends. And so, you know, they are watching closely to see how the ratings do in sort of a split-screen analysis, even as they internally are looking to see what else gets turned up in terms of Brian Williams and the dependability and reliability of some of the stories that have now come into doubt.
Mm. And suppose this happens. Let's hypothetically speak for a second. Suppose Lester Williams becomes the next permanent
Lester
face.
Holt. Lester
Sorry,
Holt.
Lester
yeah.
Holt. Forgive me. The next permanent face of NBC Nightly News. We're in 2015, and he would be the first African-American nightly news anchor on any of the big three networks. How significant would that be?
I think it would be a big moment. I think that if you look at the history of network news, Carol Simpson was a weekend anchor for ABC News for many years. Max Robinson was in some ways a pioneering figure. He was a co-anchor with two other co-anchors for a brief experimental time at ABC, I believe in the late 1970s. But this would really be the first moment that a nightly newscast would have as its primary face for the network, kind of the marquee figure for the network news division, an African-American. Some would say quite late along and not without reason. Others would note that, you know, it would come as often as the case after a crisis that Lester Holt, they had not been grooming him. Brian Williams had just signed a five-year contract at the end of last year. So it wasn't expected that he would be taking over the role anytime soon. And that the nightly newscast is somewhat diminished from its peak of, you know, a couple decades or more ago. But it's not going away. It still reaches at the moment more than 9 million people a night in the wintertime, maybe a million or so fewer when the temperature heats up later in the summer. There are a lot of folks who do turn to it, and it's stabilized in recent years after a long period of kind of hemorrhaging viewers for all three newscasts. So it's not going away. It's still in some ways the way in which the network news division puts its brand forward, and I think it would be notable for Holt to achieve that if that ends up being the outcome.
But puts its brand forward with what is the question a lot of people have been asking. And Bill Maher on HBO's Real Time made clear last week that he doesn't care much about any of this because he says that the credibility of these shows has been tarnished for years. Let's listen to what he said.
You have 22 minutes to bring us the world. How does that leave time for the four-minute segment on the Basset Hound that found his way home? Here's a crazy thought. Cut the story where the high school sweethearts reunite and get married at 80 and take an extra minute to link your endless weather stories to climate change.
David, your thoughts on that?
Well, I think climate change is a complicated subject that creates a lot of polarized divisions. It's one the network should absolutely be rushing to address in myriad ways head on. And often, you know, it's a complicated one for them to do in those short, tidy packages, and they don't do it enough. That said, I think there's been an interesting distinction. You saw even under Tom Brokaw, who's emerged in the Williams scandal as a senior figure in eminence grise and with reason at NBC News, but he softened his newscast tremendously and took on different kinds of social, family, health, medical trend issues into that nightly newscast that hadn't been kind of the mark of, say, a Peter Jennings at ABC or Dan Rather at CBS. NBC and ABC are engaged in almost a certain kind of death match at the moment in their nightly newscasts, and ABC has seen gains over the past year. You know, they replaced a true, you know, five-star celebrity in Diane Sawyer with a relative unknown, David Muir, a young reporter, and yet their ratings have done well under him as they've emphasized much softer coverage, I'd say, much more shying away for certain kinds of hard political coverage, international stories, or investigative reporting. And NBC News has really done the same in recent years. I think CBS has enjoyed moderate success in the last couple of years as it's, while still trailing the other two in the ratings, focused more on hard news both in its morning program and in its nightly newscast with Scott Pelley. And so there's a bit of a divide in those two camps on how to go about doing it. But Marr's critique, while pungent, carries a punch because there is something to what he's having to say. One last thing I'll say about that is he makes the joke about the 80-year-old couple. But you got to remember the average age of the nightly newscast tend to be in the 60s. And there's a reason you're seeing all these pharmaceutical advertisements for remedies of afflictions that notably hit people on the upper edge of the AARP demo.
Mm. And David, finally, just briefly, there's at least one poll out that shows about half the country believes that NBC should allow Brian Williams back on the air. I mean, why do you think that is?
Well, I think people are forgiving. I think people like Brian Williams as well as trust him over the years. I think people see reporters as being human. I think, sadly, a lot of people see reporters as being all too human and don't really expect them to get it right or to avoid puffery in the first place. I will say that same CNN poll found that 40% of Americans didn't think he should come back. That's a decent barrier to have to overcome. And at the same time, what really matters is what comes up in that report that they're doing internally at NBC, how much they share of it, and what other transgressions they find. I think that'll affect the polls a lot if they find another story in which Brian Williams misrepresented himself.
NPR's media critic David Folkenflik joining us from New York. David, thank you.
You bet.